Okay. Sorry if the sound wasn't perfect last session, but it was a bit too low, so my apologies. Anyway, pretty nasty weather, eh? It's like Swedish summer. We have like 3 months of summer, and it's like June, July, August. In July, it's usually completely just waste of rain. Now I'm just exaggerating, but almost. It's almost like that. I think my favorite month is September anyway. So, anyway, what am I doing being sentimental here? we're going to do the Tonglen. So we're going to do that in two different sessions. So we're going to have like a short break. So the first session will be, we're going to do a Tonglen on ourselves to start with. And then we do it on a friend, somebody that we know well, somebody that, somebody that we're very close to, and we know about this person's sufferings, and also maybe we know what they would need to get in order to be free of that suffering. So you can start thinking a little bit about that person, who you want to choose. And then the second part of the session would be on a stranger and on a person that we have, I wouldn't say enemy, because enemy is, I think a lot of us have problems with that word because it's a very strong word, but somebody that we have some difficulties with, and someone who annoys us, or we get some sort of negative emotions from that person. So just keep that in mind and prepare a little for that. But I think Glenn has already introduced the whole practice pretty good, I think. So any last questions that I may be able to answer, I'm not sure. But anything in particular that you're wondering about? Good. Okay, so let's start with some calm abiding first, some shamatha, just to settle in a little bit. Sorry, did you? Oh, sorry, I missed that. Oh, I didn't see your hand, sorry.
When we're visualizing taking on the other person's suffering, do we take suffering as an abstract thing, or do we concretely imagine that situation in our own life?
Very good question. Yes, it's quite helpful, I think, if you try to be a little bit precise about the kinds of suffering that person has. So especially when it comes to the person that you know well, a close one, it's good to be a little bit. You don't necessarily have to take on all the suffering, but try to be a bit specific with some kind of issue. It could be physical. It could be mental. And also, I think it's good to be a bit precise about what to give as well to that person. But when it comes to like a stranger or maybe a person we dislike, good question actually, because the person we dislike, I think it's quite helpful that it be a person that we have some kind of relation to. So not just picking some evil dictator somewhere in the world. It might be, it's much easier if you try to pick somebody that you had been in contact with and you know a little bit about. And also, of course, we can't really be sure exactly what that problem, what that person, what kind of problem that person has, but I guess we can just imagine, and also imagine what that person would need in order to overcome that disturbance or whatever that's causing that person to be unattractive or whatever. So yeah, good one. Good. Yep. Oh, you mean as the last person or? I guess, sure, but don't make it too difficult for you. But I mean, of course, if you have this kind of double relation to that person, I mean, just pick one of their side, Dr. Jekyll or Mr. Hyde. So, I mean, don't pick both. But, yeah, just don't make it too complicated for yourself. Yeah. Sorry. Okay, just very briefly, okay? I'm going to guide you anyway, so I'm going to give you all the instructions. But first we visualize. This is a visualization practice. So we try to close our eyes, try to see that person in front of us as clearly as possible. But if we really can't get a clear picture, because some of us might have a little bit difficulties with visualization, so I think the most important thing is to get a feeling of that person, to be present. And then we're going to visualize, then we're going to see, try to see, either if it's a close friend, we know what kind of suffering or problem that person has. So we bring that to mind first. And we visualize that problem as black smoke inside of that person's body. And then we'll take a few breaths, like 5-6 breaths, in order to get that black smoke out of that person. And then we visualize the smoke in front of us. So we do not actually take it in yet. So visualizing in front of us. And then I prepare you for all this, and then you take a long deep breath, one deep breath, inhale, and then you have visualized your own self-cherishing as a hard rock at the center of your chest here. So when this black smoke, this black cloud in one deep breath comes into your body and touches this hard rock, when it comes in contact, it all destroys or explodes. And then you will, then you will be purified and you will receive light, white light, I guess, you know. And this sort of white light you will try to give to the person. And at the same time, you know what that person needs or what you want to give to that person. So you think of that, and this white light will fill this person up, basically. And that's about it, I guess. So. But anyway, I'm going to guide you, and I'm going to tell you, you know, before, just to prepare you for the different steps so you don't rush it or anything. So I'm going to try to do this in a calm and good order. So, yeah. Okay. All right. Let's get this show on the road. So just a few minutes of shamatha first, just to settle in. So sit comfortably and take a few deep breaths. Just to relax your body. And just make sure that your body is nice and soft, with the back straight. And let's attend to the breath, a complete awareness for a few minutes. And don't try to force the respiration anyway. No controlling. And just focus but relax. Just follow the in-breath and the out-breath. And so now, having attended to the breath for a while, you can go into the practice. So we're going to give happiness and take on suffering. So first, start visualizing yourself sitting in front of you. And try to bring to mind a specific problem that you have, that you would like to get rid of, that you'd like to solve. It could be a physical problem or a mental problem. Something that's keeping you down. Something that's been bothering you for a short time or for a long time. And when you bring this issue to mind, try to visualize this problem, this black smoke filling your entire body, this body of yourself sitting in front of you. So having visualized this issue, this black smoke completely filling that body of yours, look at yourself sitting in front of you and think how great and amazing it would be if I was free of that suffering and its causes. And then generate a strong feeling and think about your willingness to take on that suffering so that you'll be free from it. And think of that in a friendly and compassionate way. Really try to bring that compassion for yourself. And so then, I'm just going to give you instructions before you start. So you're going to use five or six breaths. So imagine when you inhale, you bring that suffering out of yourself, that black smoke. And this smoke collects in a small cloud in front of you. So you can start using those 5-6 in breath now. And just visualize how that smoke leaves the body in front of you. So make sure all that black smoke has left your body. There's a small cloud in front of you. So now visualize and imagine this self-cherishing attitude of yours, that self-centeredness, in the form of a small, hard, black rock in the center of your chest. That feeling of me, I want. So now, visualize, before you start, I'll just give you the instruction. You're going to visualize that in one long, deep in-breath, you inhale that black cloud of smoke in front of you, drawing it into the center of your chest, to this hard black rock. And upon making contact with the black hard rock of self-cherishing, both that black smoke and that black rock, they are instantly destroyed. A big violent explosion in one bang. So you can do that now. And so now imagine that your entire body becoming filled with white light and your mind is becoming peaceful and calm. Every little piece of that black rock and black smoke is completely gone. And you feel a sense of joy, completely free of that suffering and that problem. Just take a half minute or so and just feel that white light spreading throughout your body for peace and calmness, completely relieved. Relaxation, bliss. And having this blissful white light throughout your body, think how great and amazing it would be if I had happiness and the causes of happiness. And think about your willingness to give away your happiness to yourself so that you will be completely free and happy. So imagine all these positive qualities in the form of this white light at your heart. And then using 5 or 6 breaths, imagine exhaling this light into your body sitting in front of you. And when you do this, you see that the body becomes filled with light, filled up with peace, loving kindness, compassion and wisdom. So you can start doing that now. So as you're exhaling, you see yourself becoming more and more filled, more light and happy. And you visualize yourself smiling, very grateful, being completely cured and purified. Now you can let this image of yourself disappear into the back of your mind. And instead try to visualize a person that is very close to you, that you know have some kind of suffering, something that's bothering them, that you know that they would really love to get rid of. And as you bring the suffering to mind, visualizing this person in front of you, you can visualize this as black smoke completely filling their body. Heavy, thick black smoke. and really try to get a clear picture of this person, or a strong presence. And look at this person, feeling very bothered, feeling very heavy. And think to yourself, how great and beautiful it would be if he or she was free of the suffering and the causes of that suffering. Strong, heartfelt wish. And then also think about your willingness to take on their suffering so that they may be free of it. So again, using 5 or 6 breaths. So when you inhale, you bring out that suffering out from their body in the form of that black smoke, which is collected in a small cloud in front of you. You may start doing that now. And having that black cloud in front of you, again, visualize your self-cherishing attitude, your self-centered attitude, in the form of a small, hard, black rock in the center of your chest. And again, using one long in-breath, inhaling that black smoke, and when it touches that black hard rock, it comes like a hard explosion, completely destroys both the black smoke and the hard rock. You may do so now if you like. And imagine that your whole body becomes completely purified with white light, filling you up completely. Radiant white light. and you're very happy that a friend of yours is completely free of their suffering. And so look at your friend again and think, how wonderful would it be if he or she had happiness and the causes of happiness. And think about your willingness to give away all this beautiful white light, this happiness of yours, to make them happy. And you know this person well, so think of something that you would like to, for them to receive, for them to have, in order to fulfill their lives. So again, using your out-breath, 5 or 6, imagine exhaling this light, this beautiful gift from yourself to that person. And for each out-breath, they become more and more filled with white light, which fills them with peace, loving kindness, and compassion. And relief. And visualize this person. You see him or her becoming more and more happy, more light, more fulfilled. And looks at you, smiles, feels very happy and grateful. That person is completely free of that suffering and filled with happiness and joy. And then disappears into the back of your mind. Rest in that satisfaction of yours, of having helped that friend. And if you like, you can take a 2-minute break now, just to stretch your legs. So now we can take the seat again. And let's go into the last part. And I think we can go straight on to the person that we have problems with as a finish. This might be a little bit more difficult, but just try to focus and follow the practice. So let's close our eyes again. Take a deep breath. And just relax again. Still and calm. So now again, try to visualize this person that you have some problems with. It could be their behavior, their personality, maybe something they did to you. This person might give you some kind of uneasy feeling being in the same room with. And try to get a clear picture or a strong presence of that person in front of you. And having this image of this person sitting in front of you, you can see some things are really bothering this person. Maybe that's why they've been acting so weird, having done something to you, or maybe done something to another person that you feel very upset about. This person must have some sufferings, some darkness that they're carrying around. So try to visualize this suffering in the form of black smoke, filling their entire body. See how heavy and bothered they seem. Something big is really disturbing them, pulling them down. Maybe you know what's bothering them, maybe you don't. So if you don't, you can only imagine and guess. But definitely there's something that's really bothering them. Some great suffering inside of them. So having this person in front of you, really try to open up your heart to this person. Pull your guard down, open up your heart, and try to feel compassion for this person. And really try to think, wouldn't it be really great if this person were free of the suffering and the causes of that suffering? And as this amazing great gift that you give to this person, your willingness to take on that suffering so that they will be free from it, so that they can move freely, become a better person, to become a loving and kind person. So seeing all this black smoke inside that person's body, use 5 or 6 breaths to inhale and take out that black smoke and collect it in a small cloud in front of you. You may do so now. Make sure that all that black smoke is gone from that person. And as you have this small black cloud in front of you, imagine your self-cherishing attitude in the form of a small hard rock in the center of your chest. Very solid black rock. And so now you're going to visualize one long in-breath, taking all that black smoke inside of you. And when it comes in contact with that hard black self-cherishing rock, completely comes destroyed and disappears. And when you feel ready, you can do so now. And this huge explosion, this black smoke is completely gone, this black rock completely gone, leaves you with a complete black white light, filling up your whole body. You feel relaxed, relieved. And also a sense of joy that is completely gone. You have purified this person in front of you. He or she is completely free of that heavy burden, of that problem. And you look at that person again with an open heart and a true and honest wish. But wouldn't it be wonderful if they were filled with happiness and the causes of happiness? You really feel this honest willingness to give away your happiness, this beautiful white light that you have in your body. And think of something beautiful that you think they might need in order to be fulfilled. In order to become a peaceful person. And when you have brought this beautiful gift to mind, imagine that with this gift and your happiness and positive qualities in form of all that beautiful white light inside of you, you give that person using 4 or 5 breaths, exhaling this light into them. And with each out-breath, this person in front of you becomes more and more filled with happiness and joy and relief. And you see that person becoming more and more happy, more light, more fulfilled. And above all, very, very grateful towards you. So you see this person looks at you, smiles, and really says thank you from the bottom of their hearts, feeling very grateful for you doing this to them. And when you want to, you can let this person disappear into the back of your mind. And you can just rest in this good feeling of satisfaction, generosity, and just rest in that. You can slowly finish the session. Take your time. No rush.